Blog Talk Radio.
We're back at 11 o'clock, and welcome to another Late Night Norm at Night. We're coming to you now. We've moved closer to my place of work. We're coming to you live from the Plains, Virginia. Yeah, we're in the Plains now, no longer in Cat Harpin. And we'll be coming to you often from our home base in... We'll be coming to you often from our home base in Bowie, Maryland. A lot's been happening in the last 2 weeks in the life of Norm. If you feel like calling in, the number's still 347-945-6713. We'll be glad to take your call. That's 347-945-6713. Yeah, we're trying to figure out now, back to all the old things. We're only on for a half hour tonight. We're trying to create the chat room. Let's see if we got anybody in there. I'm not sure we will have. This being the first night that we're back at 11 o'clock. Yeah, nobody in the chat room. But if you want to come to the Norm at Night chat room, just come to blogtalkradio.com/Norm at Night. Join us in the chat room, and we'll be happy to take your call. Norm's got a new job also. Well, in addition to the job I already have, you got to help me pay the rent. Try to get enough money together so I can take my Blog Talk Radio to the premium. Yeah, like I'm never going to do that. The thousands of listeners the Norm at Night Show has, I'm not 100% sure why Blog Talk Radio doesn't let us go free. You know, sometimes I wonder, you know, if I can find someplace else to do the show free, you can bet I would be off and running. Still, I got five lines open, 347-945-6713. Who's going to be the first to call the Norm at Night Show back at 11 o'clock, now coming to you from the Plains, Virginia, rather than Cat Harpin? And the reason for that is that we're coming to you from the Plains because I moved my Virginia digs. I wrote that on my whatchamajigger, on my tweets. I tweeted that I got new digs, and I guess that's a word from the way past. You know, I live in 1955 every day in an American school. And so I guess my vocabulary went back to 1955. You know, a student showed me something today, made me think of Brill Cream and some video on YouTube that's, oh, gosh, excuse me. It's late at night. It's hard for an old guy like me sometimes to stay up. But anyway, some students played this video from YouTube called The Creeper, and it really was kind of creepy. But it made me think of the Brill Cream commercial. You don't remember that? Brill Cream, a little dabble, do ya? Real cream, a little dab of do ya. Put a little bit, oh, the girls will all pursue ya. They love to get their fingers in your hair. Oh, I got a call coming in. Hey, go ahead, you're on with Norm. Shoot. I hope I didn't hang myself up. You with Norm, go ahead.
You got someone else on too, or just me?
No, just you. It's been 2 weeks. You forget how to press the buttons.
Oh, okay. Well, so you got to work on your job skills again, huh?
Yeah, I got to get my job skills up. I'm coming to you now from 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time still. I guess it's going daylight savings time pretty soon now. They do it way earlier now.
Yeah. Somehow it saves even more electricity, or I'm not sure what we...
Something like that. So now we'll be on... The United States will be on its own time longer than the rest of the world.
Yeah, because I have all my lawn lights and that on timers, so they come up, about 6 o'clock it gets dark. And that's mostly, for the... When the newspaper delivery comes, I like to have a light there so they can see what they're doing.
You still have a night newspaper, huh?
Oh, no. Well, it comes at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, okay. I thought the news doesn't come in the evening anymore.
No, I think all the evening papers are long gone, Well, that's how the Buffalo News wiped out the
Courier
Express. because the surveys all said that, if people don't get their paper, like the first thing in the morning, then they won't read it. They won't ever pick it up the rest of the day. Most people, anyway. So.
I heard that, one of the things about the news or evening news was that everybody, all the industries, they all work 7 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys, you'd go to, nobody read the paper at breakfast. Nobody had breakfast at 6 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, so then they would come home and, the evening paper, when the kid came home to the castle, the evening paper would be there for like you beat somebody up.
Yeah, well, then too, once network news became popular on television, that more or less replaced the need for an evening or afternoon edition. So
the other interesting thing about the old news, it only came 6 days a week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There was no Sunday paper.
Yeah, the Courier had the big Sunday paper, and
Sunday News.
And the Buffalo Evening News had the Saturday paper. Yeah.
That's right, because I delivered the news.
Uh-huh.
I sold the Courier from a box at the corner of Delvin and Bailey.
Oh, no kidding. Jeez.
Morning, Courier. Get your Courier. By at 5:30 in the morning, you get out there.
Oh, I know.
Work, and in the Buffalo in the winter, that was a gold mine. Nobody wanted to wait for their 3 cents.
Mm-hmm.
18 while my brother, my brother told me last night again, it was 8 in Buffalo.
Hmm. Wow.
The really interesting thing, it was almost 50 during the day, and then at night it went down to 8.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, I've got a storm coming through here, but it's only been a light sprinkle. The wind has shifted to the north, and it's blowing it away from me, so hey, no problem there. But the last week has been like an early spring.
It's
70 degrees and all... All the flowers are blooming.
20, welcome to the Norm at Night Show in the chat room. Why don't, so we're talking about the weather here out on the coast. It's like the spring. It's 8 degrees in Buffalo, New York. It's, it's not bitter cold, but, you know, it's in the upper 30s here in Virginia right now. How's it doing where you are, guest 3620? You know, if you want, we got some lines open. You can join the conversation.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, all those job things that we did as kids, of course, aren't available anymore, you know.
I'm talking with a math teacher about that today. And it's absolutely astounding how much those things taught you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was, you know, I had to meet a payroll every Monday. I had to pay my costs.
Yeah. Well, you know, what was kind of interesting, my mother used to tell me that in the summer, you know, in the, you know, 30s and 40s and that, you know, if you had a summer job, it was working on a farm. And that,
ooh.
And all the teenagers would basically stand on corners waiting for the farmer's trucks to come by, and that's what they did. They picked fruit and vegetables. That was their summer job, you know.
Now we got masks for that.
Well, yeah, this is the interesting, thing, you know, is that native-born Americans, your average American, won't do that work. Whereas in the 40s, kids did that work. And it kind of says that, I think that, you know, for...
I got another call coming in. Let me just get him on the line.
Sure.
Hey, go ahead, 412. You're out with Norman Knight.
Who's that?
Hey, go
John
ahead.
Martin.
301-412, you're on with us. Go ahead.
Norman, it's John Martin.
Night show. Here is a blast from the past, people. This was the guy that kept me straight and tried to convert me to a right-hander.
Well, I don't think I was trying to do that. But
well, you practically did. I still was the Secrets of the KGB. I was just looking at that book the other night.
Oh, you were? Good.
Honest to God, I was. So how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I'm in Minnesota on travel right now. When I'm at home, you come on too late for me to participate. But when I'm on the road.
Oh, that's right. How many babies you have now?
I got three.
Holy cow, you're taller than me.
Two boys and a girl. Just had the girl back in May.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, this was so good to hear from. You know, I got over 20,000 listeners.
You, right now?
I'm kind of proud of that. We've been building it up for almost 2 years now.
Okay.
Yes, and, you know, I'm still in the school business. I'm never smart enough to get out. But it's a lot of fun. I'm in a place now in the Plains, Virginia.
Right.
And as long as I go on late, they're not too upset with what I say.
Well, that's good.
A peanut butter cup still working at the old place.
Huh?
Peanut butter cup is still working at the old place. Reef.
Which? Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. I'm aware of that.
So, what do you think of the president's budget?
You know, I haven't been following that particular. When I'm on the road, it's pretty hard to. I'm setting up new networks out in the airports, and it's a good job, but it's very busy. I know that he's taking a lot of flack for it, but I haven't been following that particular story all that close.
Yeah, well, you're probably not on his side anyway.
You know I'm not on his side.
Yeah.
Well, hey, by the way, folks, we got a pretty famous person on the line here. Lots of things. We make jokes about the president, but his dad was right there in the forefront of enforcing civil rights in America, and we all owe him a big thanks, and I just wanted to get that out.
Oh, thanks, Tom. I'll pass that along to my dad.
You're more than welcome.
I can define the budget for you in a single word. Wimpy.
Go ahead.
Wimpy.
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 My California Republican. He used to be. He goes way back with me to the Buffalo days.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking of Mark Hughes. Maybe he listens lots of times from his squad car. He's riding around there in the Birmingham. Well, it's the sheriff's department now. It's not the Birmingham police. And they tell me his wife's still keeping drugs off the streets.
She's still doing that, from what I heard. Yep.
Yeah. Oh no. Yeah. He stays not in regular contact with me, but a Christmas card still.
Sure.
And so, do you travel a lot?
Yes. Let's see. Last week I was in Louisville.
Wow.
And next week I'm going to be in. I'm probably going to be in Vegas.
Oh.
I have been in Phoenix. This is my third time in the Twin Cities. I was in JFK a few weeks ago. Mostly what I see, though, is just the airports and the hotels. I don't get out all that much. In Minneapolis, you got the Mall of America. And that's like right across the street from where I'm staying. So I see that, from time to time. But mostly, I see airports and the hotel room, and that is it.
Have you been to Sacramento? Because we're rebuilding the whole airport here.
I believe I'm going to be heading out that way out in the summer, early fall.
Oh, okay.
Time frame, yeah.
Yeah, the major heat is over by then.
You remember Rob Shermer?
Yes.
Well, he bought land in Alaska.
He's what?
He bought several acres.
Oh, he bought land in Alaska.
An island in Alaska.
An island?
Wrangell Island. He's like the Unabomber.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's actually not fair, folks out there. I mean, no, what he's doing is, and it's really kind of interesting, he's setting up a real wilderness experience for kids.
Oh.
And this is going to be the first summer. I mean, they're living in lean-tos for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Out in the, it's really, he wants me to go with him and, join him the first summer. And I don't know if Carol's going for that. Well, I don't know if Norm's going for that either. You know, I'm no youngster anymore, really. My days of eating whatever I could find in the wilds ended with the Navy.
Yeah.
But I'm still doing the same thing in the school business. Oh, one other thing I think you'll get a big charge of with Peanut Butter Cups place. You know, they have this brand new, beautiful $80 million building.
Right.
State of the art, supposedly. I think it's like 50 years or 20 years ago, computer room.
Probably,
you know,
yeah.
The desk, the computers, like, they disappear into the desk, and you press a button, and they come up. The room's
okay.
locked. The room's locked. They don't use it.
They don't use it at all.
They don't use it.
That must be driving you nuts.
The other big news, I don't know. It's news. He's a public figure. Vance Wilson just divorced his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, he just announced. He announced that last Friday morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it was quite a shocker.
Do you know any of the backstory on that?
There's nothing that you said, you know, you got to prove it that I could, so I won't say it.
Well, okay, I know, this is semi-public.
If we were having a beer somewhere, I might speculate with my old friend, but...
Okay, yeah. Well, we'll have to do that sometime when I get back into town, but I'll have my own theories on that.
Me too. Do you have any, are you keeping any blogs lately?
No, I haven't been able to do that. I've been thinking about it, but getting back into it. But the timing is just, you know, I mean, the three kids, the oldest kid is 5 years old, so.
I remember,
you know.
God, when my third kid was born, I did something that I'd never do ever in my life. I stopped playing chess. No, I mean. It got worse. That's not the right word. Your life changes. It just changes.
Yes, it does.
So is your wife still painting?
Yes, but not nearly as much as she wants to. You know, it's the same thing. She's staying home now, and taking care of the kids, and she teaches with a county program on the weekends.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Just so everybody realizes, at 11:30, it will go off the air, but everything we say is still being recorded for the download show, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
I just wanted everybody to know that. But, yeah, I've had a big fight with Blog Talk Radio. I can't be in prime time anymore. Not because of anything I've said or done, but because to be in prime time now, you have to be a what they call premium blog talker, which is just went up to $39 a month. And
oh.
I'm just not, you know... You know, in fairness, you get a lot of extra stuff that I don't have. I don't need it. You know, I've never filled up five lines. I think four is the most I've ever had on. And,
okay.
It's a lot easier to, you know, the mixer's better and stuff. But, you know, I'm just your fat left-hander bringing the American popular culture. And, how did you know that I would be on tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern time, John.
Me? Oh, yeah. Well, because of the Facebook announcement.
Yeah, that's the only reason I'm on Facebook. It's always the only reason I've ever been on Facebook. I do a little stuff, but I do play games.
Because when I leave messages, nobody, there's no response.
Well, I do play Cityville. I become like... hey, speaking of Facebook, have you all seen The Social Network? I just think it's the greatest movie I've seen in years.
No, I haven't. Like I said, I got three kids. If Elmo isn't in it, I'm not watching anything.
And it hits Netflix, yeah. I'll see it.
I don't know if you Netflix, but if you do, it's on there and it's worth a see.
Okay.
I just think Zuckerberg's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And everyone hates him and says he's a big Richard, but I don't believe it. he might be, but the stuff he makes is absolutely, it's just worth it.
Yes, he's made the biggest killer app since email, in my opinion.
The only killer app since email, really.
Well, probably, yeah. You might make an argument that, instant messaging for a little time was doing that. The text messaging with cell phones is another. But as far as... the internet and computers are concerned, I would say you're probably right. It's probably the only killer app. It's definitely the biggest one out there.
Yeah, I think my only criticism would be that it's a bit slow.
Another shirt.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. I think he has a lot of capacity issues. Flickr had a lot of capacity issues when they first started blowing up. And I just don't think they had the infrastructure to handle that kind of popularity that quickly. It's gotten a little bit better, but you'll still have problems with pages loading.
One of the things that becomes evident in the movie is that their absolute concentration on exactly that issue.
Really?
I mean, several times in the movie, he just like rants and raves at people. If we go down, we're finished. The day people can't connect is the day we end.
Well, they have been down numerous times.
No. Not any real in the beginning. And the other big breakthrough with Facebook, though. It isn't really true anymore. You had to use your real name and a real email address.
Yeah. See, and I never did that. I've never had a problem.
Well, no, I know, but it's since they left where you had to have an EDU address.
Mm-hmm. But, you make up a fake Yahoo email account, and then there you are. I mean, it's that easy.
Well, I know, but it's rampant in school. I keep trying to get it unblocked. But, well, you know me, John. I've been peer-to-peer since birth. Hey, seriously. I have moved our school into the cloud. We're a full Google school.
Okay, good.
And, I mean, that's a really, really big deal. We actually have a contract network administrator. We've cut our servers in half.
Okay.
And I really like the cloud. And we got a big tech meeting Thursday when I'm officially proposing we take usernames and passwords off the network.
And replace them with what, tokens or?
So everything we do, our network is used essentially to connect to the internet.
Right.
And all our email is out in the Google Cloud. All our trading is done by, actually we still have a server, but it's internet connected and you come through an HTTPS line and you have to use your usernames and passwords for that.
But
there's no need for us to have all the public computers in the school use usernames and passwords. No one pays attention to them anyway, and they all use each other. So what's the whole point?
The companies that provide the services, you know, storage and what have you, are these U.S.-based companies, or are the U.S.-based companies with all their servers some island in the Indian Ocean or something?
Everything we do is Google. The fact of the matter is Google's better at spam prevention on email than we could ever hope to be.
Mm-hmm. That is true. As to where the physical location, the old rules still apply. I mean, you can set up a cloud in the Philippines or something like that, but you are going to have difficulty getting there as opposed to having something more local to you. We keep with HMS Host, where I'm working at right now, we've got a Western data center, we've got an Eastern data center, and people go to where they go to. When I was working at a moving company in Springfield, we were sort of moving into the cloud kind of thing, because there's still some problems getting out there as to it's not the best for everybody. But we kept that kind of local and put it in a facility out in Ashburn. Most of these things are still staying kind of local. And you'd be surprised. These things are going up very quickly. The one that we were using at the moving company in Ashburn, they were expanding to a brand new building across the street from the one that they were at, and by the time they finished, they were like 75% sold out for the capacity there.
I mean, yeah. The other thing that one day, I swear, this is exactly how it is. One day I was sitting in a Panera's, and I pull out my laptop, I opened it up, and I just connected. You had to do sign up for their little Panera, whatever they make you do. But I just connected. Sure. And I looked around and I thought to myself, Panera's got it right. They're in the bread business. They're not in the computer business. And they just make your computer connect. And I thought, we're in the school business. We're not in the computer business. So why should our wireless be secured? Why shouldn't the students just be able to bring their... We don't need to provide students with stuff. God, they nicknamed me Bourgeois Poon. But I thought, we don't have to provide students with stuff. Just tell them to bring their own stuff in and connect it. And so we still have a secured wireless that flies around the school, but we also have a public wireless. It still goes through all our filters. And it works said it, we call it the Panera principle. And you let the students bring their own stuff and just use it. If the teacher can't keep their interest because the teacher's boring, that's the teacher's problem.
I agree with you more than I disagree. You know, as far I know how you are with the whole security thing, Normie, but you know, the short, huh?
I know.
But you know, one of the problems that I ran into when I took over the after I left St. Albans and took over the network at the moving business.
Uh-huh.
We were right down the street from George Mason,
right.
On Braddock Road there.
Right.
And on the weekends, some of those guys would come by on our before I knew what was happening, the security had been cracked on the wireless, and they were using the network to relay spam. You know, you do have, and they were choking off, and we were almost kicked off of the Quest network. We were getting, you know, nasty little emails from Quest saying, stop it. And so, you know, there are some practical issues to your anarchy in the on the internet philosophy. You know, the Quest police will show up on your door and start asking for more bandwidth, pay up for more bandwidth or something like that. But, you know, generally speaking, I mean, you are right. I mean, it's, you know, I choose my hotels now based on who I know will have free internet. And, you know, I look for a shuttle to and from the airport that runs 24/7, free internet, and a swimming pool. That's all.
Yeah.
No, I understand. I still not free.
You're fading, Norm. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Do we blame that on Verizon or
Sprint? They aren't free. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are there hotels that aren't free?
Yeah. The Embassy Suites. Let's see, where else? Well, there have been a couple where, you know, you would have had to have charged, you know, $4.95, $7.95 a day or something like that.
Well, McDonald's used to do that, but they don't anymore.
Yeah.
You know, this freaked me out, too. I've really gotten into Tom Friedman and all his stuff. And though it can get a little pompous from time to time.
If you're not time to time, that's more...
I was shocked. I didn't know this. Not all McDonald's, but many of the McDonald's. You go to the drive-in, you're talking to someone in Colorado.
Oh, really?
But, you know,
really?
The person taking your order is in Colorado, and it's relayed back to the McDonald's, and when you get to the window, it's there. It's more efficient, more cost-effective. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, McClatchy was like that with their customer service. They eventually jobbed it out to a firm in Ohio, who in turn jobbed that out to the Philippines.